Welcome to another edition of the Binge Buzz. I'm John Easter, joined by the women's basketball coach at Ben Davis High School, Stan Binge. Coach Binge, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
That's great. That's great. Well, first of all, Coach, last week started off Tuesday, and you defeated Perry Meridian 52-33. What are your reactions to the Lady Giants playing that game?
I thought we played very well at the beginning of the game. I think we got up 20 within the first 10 minutes of the game. And then from that point on, he gave Perry credit. They did a good job of kept playing hard. And we tried a lot of different combinations, and a lot of people got playing time. So it was a good game.
And then Friday night, traveled up to North Central and took on the number one ranked team in the state, the North Central Panthers. And we were kind of talking off air about the game, but I had a chance to kind of catch most of the second half of the game in person. Of course, I listened to it on the way. We had a little technical issue that I had to go up to North Central to fix. Not that that means anything to anyone listening, but got to see the end of the game. And I thought you guys really got to the point that you were right there with number one, and then North Central was able to kind of pull away over just a few minutes and then kept it kind of the same margin the rest of the way, but a 64-52 loss. What are your thoughts on the North Central game?
Well, I thought our players played very hard. We turned the ball over 28 times, and what we've been telling our players for quite a while now, we're close. But that's just, we're not there, but we're close. And if we just do a couple things better and play together and fundamentally do a couple things that we're not doing right now, that if we do those things and play physically that hard the rest of the way, then they're going to have a lot of success.
Well, and you've got, again, a period here where over the next couple of weeks you're going to play several games. So we're not going to talk next week because we are out of school for Martin Luther King Day on the day that we normally would record this. So we won't talk for the next five games, and we'll have a lot to talk about when we reconvene on the 25th. So here's kind of Murderer's Row that you're playing the next few games.
Right.
Got Columbus North on Tuesday, Pike coming up on Saturday, then Zionsville coming in on the next Tuesday. Got Lawrence North that Thursday, and then Center Grove on that Saturday. So three MIC games in the next 2 weeks for the Lady Giants. And then, of course, you've got Zionsville and Columbus North. Columbus North coming up on Tuesday is a team that's kind of been in the same situation you've been, where they've had an extended period where they haven't played anybody because of postponement. So highlights of the upcoming opponents there for you.
Well, I got to believe that's as tough a schedule as there is maybe ever been in the state. Not only quality opponents, but lack of time to prepare for those opponents. And so it's going to be extremely difficult. And, you know, as we looked ahead and after we had our games rescheduled and so forth, we knew it was going to be difficult. So it's going to do one. It can either make you or break you. And, you know, it's good to play that quality of competition, but you have to believe and have confidence in yourself that if we do the right things, it's eventually going to make us stronger. You know, and you've talked about Columbus North. I got one film on them from November. I don't think they've played since something like the first week in December.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, I don't know where they are. But they're a very quality team. The game I got was against Martinsville. And then Pike has been up and down all year. They've really played well at times and then not played well at times. So you got to assume with the rivalry between Ben Davis and Pike, we're going to get their best shot at Pike. And then the next three games, Zionsville's one of the top five teams in the state right now, the way they're playing at the moment. And then Lawrence North. I just know if it comes down to the end, we're going to grab Jayla Smith.
Yes.
And not let her shoot a shot there at
my
the end of the
word.
Game. Some of the shots she's hit at the end of the game has been amazing. And then what makes Center Grove so tough, again, it's at Center Grove, and it's at the end of playing all those other tough teams. So, and Center Grove's playing their best basketball right now. So, what a way to finish off the regular season and get you ready for the state tournament.
Well, and the draw comes out the 24th as well, I believe, on the 24th. So we'll know next time we talk who you get in the Ben Davis sectional, which will be nice to have that here at BD. But one more question for you, Coach. The Mick right now, I know you have not played many Mick games. You've been kind of rear loaded here as far as schedule goes with Mick games. You're sitting at 1-2, but you still have a chance here in the Mick. Obviously North Central is 4-0, and you would figure that they would probably either win or be very close in their final three Mick games. So they've kind of separated themselves from the Mick, but still mathematically you're still in the hunt here. So you've got Pike, Lawrence North, and Center Grove, and then Carmel left as your slate. So still have a chance to make some steps forward as far as the Mick goes.
Right. I mean, it'd be very difficult to win. I don't see anybody beating North Central once, let alone twice the rest of the way. So, that game meant a lot to us as far as the Mick's concerned last Friday. North Central has as much physical ability as any high school team I've ever seen. I've been blessed to have a few of them, but they're huge. They're big and athletic. Got one of the best athletes in the country, and then got a couple of other D1 big players, and then got a guard that's as good as anyone in the state. So they're very, very good. And just like the rest of the teams we're playing, they all have D1 players that we got to play. So it's an honor to be able to play coach against those teams and for our players to be able to play against them.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks again. Good luck here in the next five, and then also the rest of the season. We'll talk to you again on the 25th.
Okay, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Where it began.